Hello, this is Roger Molina on Creative Disturbance. I'm delighted today to be with Ewan Chardrenay, who's visiting here in Dallas, Texas. Ewan, maybe you could present yourself briefly.
Hello. Thanks, Roger, for getting me in Dallas. I'm Ewan Chardrenay. I'm from France. I'm a journalist, curator, artist, working in the field of art, science, technology, society, innovation.
So what we thought we would do today is talk about a few things. As you know, we're publishing another number of podcasts leading up to the COP21 conference in Paris at the end of November on art and climate change. You've actually just published a special issue of the MCD magazine on that topic. And you also are involved setting up artist in residency programs at a marine biology station. So maybe you can just tell us a little bit about art and climate change.
Well, yeah, it's going to be something really big. Actually, France, I actually never witnessed such an event. So we are very looking forward in a way. And in, of course, all kind of communities have been concerned of the events going to be organized next December. And the art and climate and art and science community also has been quite concerned. Some people have been doing work on art and climate change for many, many years. It's not only this year they get interested in the topic.
I guess one of the interesting things that you mentioned is, by coincidence, at the same time as the COP21 conference is going on, there'll be regional political elections in France. And so we have an interesting collision of the global and the local.
Yeah, the COP starts November 28, closes December 13, and the French election are December 6 and December 13.
Right in the middle.
Right in the middle, the last week of the COP. So it's going to be very tense politically, I think.
So there are going to be a lot of artists, cultural people, social activists present. But also we have the interesting also situation with the huge problem of migration from the Middle East, which is not directly climate change driven, but it's certainly the kind of thing that we can expect to see in the future.
Well, yeah, I would say, if we talk about the political debate in France, they've been very polarized, talking about all political refugees or economic migrants. Yeah. And I think you should add a third category, would be climate refugees, because some people are really leaving certain area who get really like big heat waves last summer, including Iran or some places like that, or sub-Saharan region. That I would say it's all linked somehow, because the local issues in guerrillas in Chad or some are also connected to agriculture, and to some people are living not only about political issues but also about climate problems.
As you started looking and preparing this special issue of the MCD magazine, you talked to a lot of artists, you looked at a lot of kind of events that people were planning. What struck you about the way that artists are tackling the question of climate change?
For the magazine I've been editing, it's we focused on the narratives of new narratives on climate, specifically because of the Anthropocene large debate with the Stratigraphic Commission having a debate of the datation of the Anthropocene.
The date of when the tilt happened.
When it starts, when we should consider the start of the Anthropocene. So, depending the date you choose, different scenarios emerge and different stories, narratives emerged. So I've been interested in discussing those different narratives. And also I've been interested, I would say it's one part of the special issue. And another part is we have some artists dealing with consequences. So some people working on Fukushima consequences or agro-business consequences with seeds and these questions, or pollutions and all this we all know and all agree about it. But then some others are dealing with the causes to then that start to talk about capitalism, main industries, oil, responsibilities. Who are the responsibles?
Yeah. So what is interesting is as I said earlier, is this is clearly a discussion that can only be done in a global context. And obviously the kinds of artists that are involved are all over the planet. At the same time, local governments are being asked to somehow do something about it. And so I think there's an interesting incompatibility of the way that we're organized politically and the nature of the problem that has to be dealt with. As you said, there's also a little bit of debate as whether the Anthropocene began during the Industrial Revolution or after the Second World War, I guess, depending exactly which data you look at.
There's even a date mentioning it started. There's a date mentioned it's 1610. Because there's a drop into CO2 in the atmosphere because of the ethnocide of South American, like the loss of 50 million people. Okay. The consequence is, like, of course, the reduction of agriculture in that part of the world. And so it's visible on the CO2 graphs. Uh-huh. So it's also a date that corresponds more to the triangular business, the conquest of the Americas, and the modern capitalism.
So, so indeed, it's interesting how these cultural activities actually can now be seen in the physical data, and so that's an interesting question in itself. One of the things that you also mentioned was, clearly climate change and the narrative around it is one that there's a long history of these kind of catastrophic visions. The end of the world is coming, and so. How do you think those narratives are constructed today?
Well, it's a hard question, but we came also to a story taking the Anthropocene angle. If we talk about Anthropocene, it means the end of the Holocene. But when started the Holocene? And you have all the myths of how you could say the deluge,
the flood,
the big flood, and it's a myth of the beginning of the Holocene. Yeah. It's the end of the Pleistocene and the melt of the ice caps, and so the big flood is also a myth of the beginning of the Holocene. So what are the myths of the beginning of the Anthropocene? Is an A bomb in New Mexico in 1945. Is it one? And so I'm not really into this catastrophic approach. I'm more concerned about how we actually think about our own history, humankind history, or recent, the last century's history, and how we reconsider it, rewrite it, and because of the knowledge we have been accumulated since the time has passed. So, for instance, now the Anthropocene Commission, the geologists, they talk about this great acceleration with all these indicators going exponential.
In the mid-40s.
Started in 1945 after World War II. And so how do we reconsider this time of the birth of modern industry, and American model is also quite concerned about that. So I think it's more about rethinking about our own history and how to review it.
So, obviously these are all discussions that are taking place everywhere. So one of the things that you're going to be doing is you're working with a marine biology station in Roscoff in Brittany on the northwest coast of France, and you're going to be hosting several artists in artist residencies. So tell us about that project.
Oh yeah, it's very dear to me because it's also my hometown.
Yeah,
and it comes from interest I have for a long time in marine photosymbiosis.
Mm-hmm.
Corals reefs are victim of acidification
of the oceans, yeah,
because of the CO2 in the air and so on and so on. So and corals are symbiotic organisms with an algae living in the animal. Uh-huh. So to understand that, in my hometown, they discovered some time ago a little worm that is also a symbiotic organism. Mm-hmm. And so it's an animal with an algae living in his skin and uh-huh. giving him food through photosynthesis. Yeah. So they've been studying this little worm to understand better the problems with coral reefs, with all the symbiosis problematic, because it goes even deeper for me, because that was one part, because I knew a scientist working on that. I also met some artists working on this field, extrapolating it into the science fiction domain, like, because they talk about animal algae, and what it is if we would go for humalgae, if we would humans get some photosynthesis in our skin, which is old myth, going back to Vernadsky or some people.
So,
like that.
So you're going to be doing a call for proposals? How are you picking the artists? Or
we picked the artist already because uh-huh.
who are
applied.
They? Can you mention them?
Spela Petric, uh-huh. Robertina Sibianic from Slovenia, and then we have two regional artists with Carol Thibault and a man. We're still looking for uh-huh. one person, but more regional artist. Uh-huh.
And they're going to be working with the scientists in the marine biology station?
Yeah, they're going to be working in the lab specifically on this animal algae symbiosis. I want to add something. It connects, because in the magazine we also connect to Donna Haraway.
Yeah.
We wrote recently, and we published, very happy to publish that in the magazine, the Toulousine Manifesto, which is deals a lot into regenerescence
uh-huh.
and saying Anthropocene is maybe a temporal state between Holocene towards a new era of regeneration that would be, in her name, the Cthulhucene. But she talks a lot about Lynn Margulis
yep.
and the endosymbiosis of marine oceans and all this richness of ocean life, from some jellyfishes are also symbiotic, corals, the swarm. So it's also very inspiring for us to develop this residency, to think about all these interesting stories developed in Santa Cruz.
I've written about what I call intimate science and how artists, in fact, by getting involved with these scientific issues, bring these issues really into the personal sphere and obviously cultural appropriation. So we've got maybe a couple of minutes left. So obviously we'll be we're going to be contributing to the Art COP21 activities. Any closing thoughts about what you think might happen at COP21?
Oh, I'm a bit scared.
Uh huh.
For the last days because of the election in France.
That it will be very confrontational.
Yes,
and polarized.
And it's very polarized, and it's also polarized on the refugee issues too. So. National politics is not also in good shape. So the pressure for security, I think it's not good for the last demonstration on the 12th.
Yeah, and given the tension anyway because of the wave of immigration into Europe, there's just a crispation, the sort of stiffening of the public response, and it could be problematic. Okay, you.
So there is a COP, but it continues. It's a series.
Yeah,
it's not just a 1 year question.
No, unfortunately.
Like 2016, let's forget about it. No. So in 2016, we really want to continue to work. We have some events planned in, I told you, with the residency, but some other major like conferences or events around the field, like with philosophers, historians of science and artists and as a...
Okay, very good. Well, thank you, Ewan. We're going to end it there, and we'll try and get this edited
and up. Thank you, Roger.
Before COP21. Thank you.